With its dramatic size and medieval design, everything about the banquet hall was intended to take your breath away. Imagine seeing this room for the first time at dinner. Fires are crackling in the huge triple fireplace below the Vanderbilt family crest. The great oak table, which can seat dozens of people, is dressed with fresh flowers from the gardens. Candlelight reflects off the gold threads woven into the rare Flemish tapestries on the walls, while the settings of china, crystal, and silver sparkle under the wrought iron chandeliers designed by architect Richard Morris Hunt. As a Biltmore host explains, no detail was overlooked.
The men would come to dinner at 8 o'clock, fully dressed in white tie and tails, the ladies in their dinner dresses beautifully done.
George and Edith sat at the middle of the table, with their friends on either side, enjoying the French-inspired menu and catching up on the latest news and events of the day.
Dinner went on for maybe 2 hours. It was the evening's entertainment. So many courses were served, anywhere from 6 to 8, eaten leisurely, brought in from the butler's pantry adjacent to the banquet hall by footmen in livery, knee breeches, white gloves, and gold garters.
The banquet hall measures 70 feet long by 40 feet wide. And while the room is massive in size, the barrel-vaulted ceiling, which rises 7 stories, helps to give it perfect acoustics. And as Biltmore curator Ellen Rickman relates in this story, sound travels quite far in here.
In the early 1900s, a teenage girl named Essie Smith was carrying a very large, very heavy silver tray that was laden with lots of dishes of food into the banquet hall, and she stumbled under the weight. And the polite dinner conversation was shattered by the sound of the tray and all the dishes as they crashed to the ground. George rose from his chair, and instead of scolding Essie, which is what she expected, he told her everything was okay, and he began picking up the broken dishes and placing them back on the tray. From then on, whenever George saw Essie, he would speak to her, asking about her well-being. She remembered him as one of the kindest men she'd ever known.
Press number 4 to discover more about the design of the banquet hall.